the Cowboys are making plans for the next annual Cow Cruise. So now is the time to make plans to join us, as more details of the date and destination will be coming soon. Over the past years, the Cow Cruise has become synonymous with beautiful scenery, world-class cuisine, the best camaraderie around, and the most outstanding entertainment in the cowboy culture. The best part of the whole Cow Cruise is the like-minded, down-to-earth people you will meet and travel the globe with, who become instant, lifelong friends. Stay tuned for the upcoming official announcement of the next annual Cow Cruise and make plans now to join us.
We're the Texas Trailhands from Fort Worth, Texas.
And you're listening to Clear Out West Cow Radio with Andy and Jim Nelson.
That's right, Texas Trailhands. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, and you've tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
Oh, goody.
Yeah, what do you got for us this week?
Well, you know, in your arsenal of tools.
Sure.
Your horseshoeing tools.
Yes.
3/4-ton pickup.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Full.
Yeah. Yeah.
Loaded to the top.
Everything.
Do you have a squeegee in your toolbox?
No.
Well,
I do not.
The current state of the weather.
Yeah.
A week ago, anyways.
Yeah.
A lot of rain.
Uh-huh.
I'm here to tell you,
yeah,
a squeegee will save you an awful lot of soggy britches and shirts.
You know, you're absolutely right.
Huh? You know, you got to have a squeegee, and I don't know what it is. You take that squeegee to the old horse's back and
sure,
scrape all that excess water off.
Right.
It
right
prompts a big shake.
I mean, yeah.
Almost every time.
Nice, nice. And they shake off the rest of the
moisture.
Off
the rest of the moisture. So, but if you don't have a squeegee, you might have a shedding blade.
There you go.
You can use the backside of that shedding blade
sure,
to scrape all that excess water off.
Interesting. You know, hadn't even thought about putting that in the toolbox.
Well, it's kind of helpful.
For heaven's sake. I know that squeegees are, they're good for getting pet hair off your couch.
I'll try that.
Yeah, try that.
Multi-use.
They work pretty decent that way. Yeah, yeah. It's got to have good rubber
well,
one, though.
Not the one you stole from the gas
station. Not an old one. Yeah, there you go. Right, exactly. Yeah, that handle's too long. I couldn't get it in the truck. Yeah. That actually is some great information there,
yeah,
big feller. And thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say squeegee. how are they going to get a hold of us?
Yeah, just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. Pritchell, clinching block, squeegee. Yeah. If they would like to request a dick pic.
And DICK@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And, of course, Pony Express still rides clear to our house. I'm going to get me a squeegee.
Yes.
P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
Not bad.
Not terrible, as my wife would say.
Not terrible.
Let's move on,
shall we, though? Yes.
You betcha, our good buddy Deacon Doug.
Yeah.
D.W. Grothy's riding along with us. This is a great song, Hard, Wild, and Free.
Mustang, Mustang, run your course. If I weren't a man, I'd be a horse. I'd run hard, I'd run free. Mustang wild is what I'd be. Hard, wild, and free. Hard, wild, free. They say you're a nuisance, you probably are. Been out here forever, neath the moon and stars. Rolling like thunder down the coulees and draws. Late in the evening, winter gets raw. Hard, wild, and free. Hard, wild, free. It's backland wild where they're born and raised, and they'll fight like hell for the stretch they graze. Scattered with cactus, rock, and clay, make a rich man cry, poor man pray. Hard, wild, and free. Hard, wild, free. Call him a Mustang, call him a man. They're out there doing the best they can. Scratching out a living from a heartbreaking land. You push them too hard, they're gonna take a stand. Hard, wild, and free. Hard, wild, free. So Mustang, Mustang, run your course. If I weren't a man, I'd be a horse. I'd run hard, I'd run free. Mustang wild is what I'd be. Hard, wild, and free. Hard, wild, free.
Deacon Dub, he's a hand.
What a songwriter.
Great songwriter, great poet.
Yeah.
My gosh. And just fun to be around.
You know, and I look forward to birthdays and Christmases because he hand draws us a picture and writes us a poem.
And sends us a poem.
And, yeah.
Handwritten poem. I love it.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He is. He is a great guy. And like I said, he is one of us.
He is one of us, yes.
One of my favorite memories of the Deacon Dub is the trip we took with him down to southern Utah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
What a blast.
What a blast. That guy is just fun.
Yep.
Well, we're talking about this, that,
this,
and the
other. This, that, and another.
Yeah. Have you gotten a little more of this or that?
You know, I don't know if I should go there.
Oh. There's this, that, and then there's the other.
Our current state of... No.
Confusion?
No. Confusion, yeah. That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, there you go.
That
you
is
know, every once in a while, we have to talk about this, that, and the other.
Right.
We should talk a little bit about cowboy ethics.
Lack thereof.
Or lack thereof, right, yeah.
Why is that? Why are we lacking?
I don't know.
Did we drop the ball?
You know, it's interesting how things evolve. Back in the 30s, Gene Autry had what he called the cowboy code, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he talks about what a cowboy is, what a cowboy should do, what a cowboy isn't.
Right.
Yeah. And the last thing that he ends up with on that is a cowboy is a patriot.
Right.
Do you want to go with what's your definition of a patriot?
Well, somebody that stands by the Constitution and will stand up and put his hand over his heart and pronounce the pledge and sing the song and have a little pride in his country. Granted, is it kind of tough right now? Sure. But how are we going to correct that?
Right.
We got to stand up for what's right.
And we got to get back to basics.
And that is in God we trust.
There you go. It's on our money.
Yeah.
It's our national motto. Although they're trying to get rid of it.
They're trying
to get rid of that part of it. But like it or not, our founding fathers were God-fearing men.
They were.
Yeah.
And that's why we started, this nation got started.
Well, we believe in divine intervention, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't think that a bunch of renegade, scraggly farmers can beat the world's toughest, most organized army.
Right.
You think they can do that without divine intervention?
Yeah, it's a David and Goliath thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Right.
Yeah.
So as R.W. Hampton says, we got to get back to the faith of our fathers.
Yes, we do.
We got to get back to what we knew and what we understood, and we need to teach the next generation.
Yeah, we do.
If we don't teach the next generation, it gets lost.
And we're slipping.
Here we go. Yeah. Those that do not study history are bound to repeat it.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Right.
So you...
it's our responsibility.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A silent majority have to not be silent any longer.
Stand up.
Stand up. Speak your mind and stand up for what you believe to be right and true.
And vote.
Oh, please.
We got to ditch out to another commercial, and when we come back, Larry McCorder has some poetry for us.
Clear Out West radio show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web. So why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.